When you understand the things of God, then you begin to see a lot of profit. When you understand the word, what it means to you as a believer and to a church in general, you begin to benefit. When you don't know, you perish. Anything that dominates the thought of a man, you get it. So, meaning that you need to have the right thought about something. But when you see his government first, his rule first, his interest first, we can know the interest of God from the written word. We can know what he's putting first. Give him also praise. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him praise. He's a mighty God. He's a great God. Merciful, merciful, forgiving, forgiving. Ask him to show you his mercy, mercy. Ask him to remove anything between you and him. Come before him with repentance. Ask the blood of Jesus to speak for you. Ask the blood of Jesus to speak for your house. Ask the blood of Jesus to speak for your family. Ask the blood of Jesus to cover you. Get into the presence of the Almighty God through the curtain of the blood of Jesus. Worship him. Somebody worship him. Somebody worship him. Use this time to worship him. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. You are a wonderful God, Lord. You are a mighty God. You are gracious. You are gracious. You are gracious. You are gracious. You are wonderful. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for the victory. We thank you that we have possessed the gates of March 2026. Every single day of this month, we take the gates that we must go through, and the gates shall remain open. And the resources, we take them. We have taken them by faith. We have taken them in the name of the Lord so that we can do your job, your work. We thank you. Open our hearts to receive your word. Bless us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord. Heal us, Lord. Bless those who are watching this message online. Touch them and let the word work for them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. You can take your seats. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor it's a blessing to be here. Turn to another and say it's a blessing to be here. Praise God. Choir, thank you for taking us through a time of worship. Let's clap for them. Now we are looking at the second part of the message which we shared last time. Have the attitude of Christ. This is the second part. Have the attitude of Christ. An attitude is a settled way of thinking or feeling about something. It's an inclination. Is a frame of mind. So some people, they have the wrong attitude. Other people have good attitude. But as a child of God, make sure that your attitude is good. Your attitude is good. Praise God. There are people with a complaining attitude. I read somewhere where research has shown that when you complain a lot, doesn't matter whether at home, whether wherever you work, that part of your brain that looks for solutions in life, solutions for situations you are facing, for problems, shrinks. Can you imagine? It shrinks. So imagine science is just discovering this now. But that's what the Bible has taught for thousands of years. The Word of God has taught that. Can you imagine? And that's why we are told that give thanks to God rather than complain. Praise God. So have the attitude of Christ. Philippians 2:5, we saw it. It tells us that this is what it says, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. The same frame of mind that Christ Jesus had. Some people say that 99% success is 99% of attitude. And I tend to agree with them. That success in every area of life is 99% attitude. How you look at things, how the frame of your mind is, It contributes, if it is a good attitude, it contributes 99% to your success. An aptitude, that is your capacity, your knowledge, your skill, is only 1%. Imagine, you can go and have PhDs, you can do what, but that will never guarantee you success in life, never. But the frame of your mind contributes 99%. No wonder the Bible says, have the same attitude that Jesus had. Even when he was facing death, he never complained. Can you imagine? He never complained. Even when Peter tried to discourage him that, you cannot die. Lord, you cannot die. Why are you saying that you are going? We had hope that you'll really give us the kingdom. Why are you talking of death? And Jesus said, I know it is not coming from you. It is the Satan inside you. Get behind me. Can you imagine? He did not want to complain. He wanted to fulfill the will of the Father. Praise God. But there's something today that I want us to look at. Attitude. Attitude is a product of thoughts. Attitude is a product of thoughts. Your frame of mind is a product of what you keep thinking. It is as serious as that. Your thought. You know, sometimes people think that the Jews are so smart. That they're somehow super people. But that's not the truth. It is their culture. Children are trained. Little by little. They are trained about small things. Little things. Little things. Bit by bit. And then, because they are building them over time, they become very, very sharp. And that's why the other time I was telling you people that little things matter. Little things matter. So bit by bit, they become very sharp. So there are things that we need to realize. Never ignore it. A thought. A thought. If someone thinks of killing somebody, it begins with a thought. If someone wants to steal, it begins with a thought. Sometimes when some thoughts crosses my mind, I said, I rebuke it. I said, why, devil, remove this thought from my life? Why am I even thinking about this? Then I rebuke it. I know it is the devil. Because otherwise I wouldn't have that kind of thought. I just rebuke it there and then. You know, someone said, you can not stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can at least stop it from making a nest on your head. You can stop it. If an eagle comes to land on your head and make a nest, at least you can stop that. So it is with thought. You cannot stop a thought from being thrown into your mind by the devil. But you can refuse it from nesting in your mind. You can refuse it. A thought can tell you, why don't you watch pornography? Just rebuke that thought to go. Why don't you do this? Rebuke it to go. Don't even go there. The other thought that comes to take you in a dangerous place, refuse to go there. Be deliberate. The power is in your hand. Don't say you don't have the power. In fact, the power of choice is with you. God will never choose for you. He shows you what is wrong. Then you choose. If you want to stay the way you are, it is upon you. But you will be judged for it. Well, if you want to change and repent because of what he has said, it is okay for you. Praise God. So attitude are byproducts of thoughts. Bad thoughts brings also a bad attitude. And good thoughts bring good attitudes. So watch your thoughts. Tell your neighbor, watch your thoughts. Watch your thoughts. They lead to attitude. They lead to what? Your thoughts lead to attitude. Leads to a settled way. There's some people you can ask, why don't you like that lady? I just don't like her, I don't know. But it is a result of thoughts. Some people say, no, I'm going to fail, I cannot make it. It is your frame of mind. It is your frame of mind. I cannot pass this level. It is your attitude. It is your attitude. Now, I want you to look at something in Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8. It's a very powerful scripture. One day the Lord spoke to me from this scripture. I dreamt about it. I dreamt about this scripture. And the Lord was speaking, repeating readings for me, this scripture. I was in my sleep. It says, Joshua 1:8 says, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." You see success? You see where success comes from? It is very clear here. It is very clear that don't stop agreeing with this word, this law that the Lord has given you. Don't stop agreeing with it. Keep agreeing with it. You see, what you say with your mouth comes from your heart. And whatever you say must agree with what the Lord says in his word. He had read to them this law. Don't continue postponing what God is telling you to do. Don't. So Joshua was going to give the inheritance that God had for the children of Israel to them. Leadership is about leading God's people to take what, to possess what God has for them. That's what good leadership is all about. That is to, you lead God's people to possess what God has for them. You don't block them. Even in church here, whatever position you are leading from, don't block anyone. Empower them to possess what God offers them. Help them to possess what God has promised them in the word. That is it. That is it. That's where you lead people to possess what God has for them. Whether in government, the leaders must lead the people of a nation, an area, a department, to really take hold of what the good things that is there for them. You say, look, that's where we are going. You take them there. You take them there. So when you look at this, this passage here is about the power of thoughts. It's about the powers of action. I mean, words followed by action. You just look at this. Simple. It's the same thing. The power of thoughts, words, and action. Do not let this book of the Lord depart from your mouth. Think about it day and night. Think about it. Thinking has to do with thoughts. Think about it day and night. What are you thinking? Ask your neighbor, what do you keep thinking about? Some people dwell on poverty. Some people dwell on, keep thinking that I'm going to die. This disease is going to kill me. This disease of mine. Who told you that the disease is yours? On the cross, Jesus paid for your healing. Oh, I will never produce. I think I will never produce. My womb is locked by this auntie. My womb is locked. The Lord has promised that he will bless the fruit of your womb. He has promised it. Stick to that. Stick to that. So think about it day and night. Think about what God promises you. It gives you the right attitude. The attitude of victory. The attitude of victory. And it leads you into action. And then we are told that you may be careful to do everything in it. Why do you keep thinking? Why must you maintain? Why must you maintain a certain line of thoughts? Because what you think about is what you will begin to act upon. It leads to action. Praise God. And when you act upon that, you will become prosperous. Prosperity is in your hands. Tell your neighbor, prosperity is in your hand. Not in the hand of your pastor. Not in the hand of God even. In your own hand. God has already released it. Take the word, take it. Even when your pastor speaks, he speaks from his word, the word of God, not his own word. Praise God. Not his own word. For years, I taught John. I said, John, tithe, John, tithe, John, tithe. I believe you are still following. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Then you will be prosperous and successful. And successful. Not funny successes, which comes because you have killed people, because you have stolen them, No, you have defrauded. No, I'm not talking about good success. Other translation says good success. Tell your neighbor, good success. So you have to watch your attitude, because they lead your attitude. They lead to words. They lead to thoughts. They lead to thoughts. And that's why Proverbs 18:21 says life and death are in the tongue. Can bring death, or those, the tongue can bring life, or it can bring death. And those who love to talk will reap the consequences. Those who love to talk will reap what? The consequences. What are you saying? Ask your neighbor, what do you always say? Hey, ask your neighbor, what do you always say? Turn to another and say, stop complaining. Stop smearing others. Stop dwelling on the wrong things. You know, our son, I thought that was the right decision. I thought that was, you know, our son, Junior, told me, he said, you know, Dad, I've refused to listen, to read even, to continue dwelling on what people write negatively against the men of God, because you don't know whether they're telling the truth or not. So the best thing to do is to just to say nothing about it, not even to dwell about it. And I thought that was really a very smart thing to do, because the Bible says that judge, when you judge, you shall be what? Judged. Do not judge and you shall not be what? Judged. You see the problem, as you begin to talk about those men of God, about the mess they're doing, God will begin to use it as a yardstick also to actually check your life. He will use it as a yardstick against you. So you, because you don't know the truth, you rather just thank God for your life and concentrate on what he has called you to do. That's all. Leave the rest to him. And let the word do the judging. Everyone, when the word of God is there, the word will, when you go through the word or you listen to the word will judge you. The word will also acquit you. Praise God. So watch your word. They lead to action. They lead to what? Action. First of all, your attitude leads to words. And remember, there's life and death in the word. There's power of life and death in the words we speak. So choose your words. Speak correctly, just like Joshua was told. Joshua had a task to give people their inheritance. But God says, look, your success is on this one verse. On this one verse. He summarized it there. And this morning, the Lord is telling you that your success is on that one word. It is summarized for you. Praise God. So watch your word, they lead to action. And you know what action does? You reap what you sow. Tell your neighbor, you reap what you sow. That is why it is very important for you to have the attitude of Christ. Very important. Because you will reap what you sow. And then you have to watch your action, what you do. They lead to habit. They lead to what? Habit. Habit is a custom. Habit is conduct. You make it a custom. Remember the warning of Apostle Paul to the church in Rome. Romans 12, verse number 2. He said, don't copy the customs and the behaviors of the world, the people in the world. Don't copy them. Don't copy them. Some of us, we like copying dressing from the world. We copy the habits of the world. When you get little money, you run back to the world. Say, I think I missed this from the world. Let me go and enjoy a little bit. Don't do that. Don't copy the world. The world should copy you. Praise God. The world should copy you. Don't dress badly. Don't talk badly. The Bible says that there are certain things they do that it's not even, you cannot even talk about it. Can you imagine? So really, that one shows us that we should really be careful. Even when you are reporting what others are doing, see how you can edit it. Praise God. Watch your action, they lead to habits. Elder Jacob, the habit of complaining. Complain. Don't complain about your wife. Just love her. I know you love your wife. I'm not saying you're doing it. Clap for them. Now, watch your habit. They form your character. Watch your habit, your custom. They form your what? Character. Now, don't marry that man. That man is cantankerous. That man quarrels a lot. You will not sleep. Oh, don't marry that woman. That woman is so stubborn. Don't marry so and so. She loves money so much. You will never save anything. You will never build anything. You see? Because they have studied the character. What is character? Christian character is who we are because of our relationship with Christ. Your character as a believer is who you are because of your relationship with Jesus. How is your character? Does it look like the character of Jesus? If not, work on it. Tell your neighbor, watch out and work on your character. It is very, very important. Very, very important. Watch your character. Your character is who you are in Christ. Let me tell you, character, you are not born with character, by the way. You build it. Tell your neighbor, you build character. You build it. As you take the word of God, as you believe it, as you think about it, as you act upon it, your character, you build your character. You begin to look more and more like Jesus. You begin to look more and more like Jesus. Tell your neighbor, begin to look like Jesus. Even when we are confronted with a situation, say, Lord, what would have you done in this situation? You will not mess. I'm telling you, you just ask him that question. Sometimes when you are called to say something, just, Lord, in case you were the one going to speak here, what would you say? Simple. And he'll give you what to say. He'll give you what to do. Don't close your mouth. Learn to talk to the Lord. You have an helper. You have the Holy Spirit who will help you. That's why this month, whose gate you have taken this morning. And remember, even when we're entering the new year, you took the gates into the new year. That's why this year, this month, in this month, every single day must yield for you great things. Amen is a sick one. Every day of this month must yield for you great things. So you have to work your character because it determines your destiny. People think that big things just come. No, little by little you actually work on it. That's why you should never ignore the word of God. There are things that miracles will never, never do for you. You can never have a character that will bring blessings upon your life through a miracle. There's no miracle character. You build it. That's why some people, their gift can lift them very high. Their gift can make them earn a lot. But their character destroys them. Look at footballers. Look at celebrities. How many of them end successfully? Most of them don't end successfully. Yeah. They benefit a lot from their gifts. But they end up badly. They lose whatever. Sometimes their lives are cut short because of lack of character. I like reading about them. Sometimes they commit suicide. They kill themselves. And they leave behind a lot of dollars. Sometimes they become paupers, very poor, like they never handled millions of dollars. Can you imagine that? Your character can make you lose a lot. One time, a certain man, he was a member in our church here, And he told me, he said, "Pastor, I've seen this lady. I want to marry her. I want to marry this lady. I want to marry this lady." The man was okay. He had the money. Said, "I'm planning A, B, C, D for her." And they were good things. So, but when they met and they were talking together over a short time, something made the woman, the lady, very angry. So angry that she began to tremble. She just began to tremble in anger. So the man came to me and said, "Pastor, this lady can kill me. I'm not going to marry this lady. She can kill me." And the relationship was terminated. It never matured into marriage because of character. And indeed, the lady had a bad temper. And be watchful about temper. Temper sometimes is a generational spirit carried from generation to generation. Meaning in your own bloodline, there must have been murder. Your ancestors must have killed someone innocently. It generates a lot of anger. It's a kind of judgment that comes upon you. The same anger that made them kill. Now, the demons come to cause you to further that curse. Also kill someone out of that anger so that the thing, after 10 generations, a fresh one starts. So don't accept. Don't fall in that trap. Don't. Don't. Some people are careless with their mouth. Don't. Don't be even careless with your thoughts, because it will lead to words. It will lead to habits. It will lead to character. It will determine where your life ends. That's what destiny is. Destiny is God's plan and purpose for your life. That is God ordained destiny, God's plan and purpose for your life. But if you move out of the will of God by living recklessly, then your destiny, your destination will be a bad one. You will end up badly, not as God wanted you to end. So your character determines your destiny. Not your pocket. Your pocket won't determine your destiny. It is your character. In fact, your character can destroy your pocket. Tell your neighbor, your character can destroy your pocket. Praise God. Turn to another neighbor and say, "Have the attitude of Christ." Now talk to the Lord. Talk to him. Where you have been careless with your mouth, just tell him and say, "Lord, just forgive me. I need to start." You love to talk stories about people. Ask the Lord to forgive you. You love to complain. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Ask the Lord. And that's why Israel says that, "Give thanks to God in all circumstances, for it is God's will for you." Yeah, thanksgiving will enhance you. Talk to him. Talk to him. Ask the Lord to give you the attitude of Christ. Talk to him. Talk to him. Those who are watching online, talk to him. Talk to him. This year must be a new year for you. You can't do much this year unless you address the issue of attitude. You can't. You can't succeed. Even those who are doing business, your attitude can drive away people from your business. Bad attitude will attract demons. Bad attitudes will open doors for satanic powers to possess you, to block you, to sabotage you, to spoil whatever you are trying to do. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you glory and honor. Help me, Lord, to speak your word, to be on the same page with your word. Help me to be on the same page. Let me not stop speaking it. Let me think about what you have said in your laws day and night. Your word is your laws. It determines how I should live. It gives me the kingdom lifestyle. Help me go by your word. Help me think about your word. Help me act upon your word so that I can prosper. Lord, let prosperity be mine every single day of this month of March. Let prosperity be mine every single day of this year, 2026. Talk to the Lord. Tell him that. Grant me good success, Lord. Let me prosper. Let me grow. Let me prosper in every way. Let me prosper. Let me grow. Let me increase. Let me improve. And give me good success. Not just any success, Lord. Good success. Good success. And let me fulfill my destiny in you. Talk to him. Ask him to help you fulfill your destiny in him. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. You are here. You want to give your life to Jesus. Maybe you fell off or you love God. You like coming to church, but you have never really committed your life. He can save you now. Can I see your hand if you are here? And those who are watching online, if you know you really, you are not sure whether you have a relationship with Almighty God, you can enter that relationship and benefit from his promises and his presence. Yeah. We are told that his presence fills the entire earth. You can enter into a relationship with Almighty God through a simple prayer of commitment. Follow that prayer after me. Say, Dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now, I invite you, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Amen. If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship so that you can grow spiritually. If you live in the city of Kampala, I welcome you to come and worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International in Luzira. I know the word shared from this pulpit will bless you and release you to fulfill your God-given destiny. If you, reach us through our contact on the screen so that we can send you some materials that can strengthen you in your newfound walk with the Lord. God bless you abundantly. Amen. Let's pray. Father, establish your people. Even now, as we worship you with our substances, bless us, Lord. Increase and multiply us in every way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We are going to worship the Lord with our substances. Let's begin with the tithe. Let's begin with the tithe. The word of God in Malachi chapter 1, verse number 6. Says, if I'm your father, where is my honor? He was talking about tithe. Tithe is little money compared to the 90% that remains with you. Don't steal it. You need an envelope, put up your hands so that the usher can give you. Tithe is for honoring God. Anything that God says for his glory and his honor, don't touch it. It has repercussion. He says in Malachi 3:10, he says, bring all the tithe and the offerings. And I will open the windows of heaven and pour the blessing. You may ask, what is the blessing? What does a blessing do in my life? It empowers you to succeed. The blessing empowers people. It is something that you'll realize it exists when you follow what God says. You'll see the tangible results. You'll be empowered to succeed. And he said, I will rebuke the devourer. Some people steal the little tithe, and then the devourer comes and takes so many times what they have stolen. So don't make that mistake. The Lord will greatly bless you. So let's get up and return our tithe to the Lord. But talk about it. Talk. What do you need from him? Say, Lord, let your word come true in my life. let your word come true. I'm returning your tithe. Bless me. Bless my business. Bless my family. Rebuke the devourer that makes me spend through my children. Spend through medical bills. Talk to him. Spend through an unexpected problem that erupts suddenly. Talk to him about it. And God will rebuke that devourer. Your offering is your seed. They come in many forms. But as you sow them to the God, he multiplies them and return it to you. The offerings are yours. They have different names and different purposes. A seed offering is an offering with a prayer tied to it. You need an harvest from God. This is the answer I need, Lord. Remember me. I'm giving you a special offering in connection with this need. You are just connecting to his word. Thanksgiving helps you to continue to receive. When you are thankful, you will continue. The door remains open. And many others, let's get up and we give our offerings as the choir ministers. God bless you abundantly. Amen.
hand of praise. Let us do one thing.
Dear friend, perhaps you have no saving relationship with God. And you love God. And you want to engage with Him. But you don't know how. I want to show you how. In John chapter 10, verse number 9, Jesus said, "I am the door. Whoever enters through me shall be saved." It's the door into the kingdom of God. Right now, you can enter a relationship with the Almighty God. You can do that through a simple prayer of commitment that you can make to God right now through Him. And if you are ready to enter a relationship with God so that you can be a child of God, bona fide child, not just a creation, not just a creature of God, created by God, but a son, a daughter, follow this simple prayer of commitment after me. Say, "Dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive all my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now, I invite you, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Amen." If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually. If you live in the city of Kampala, you are most welcome to come and worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International in Luzira, Kampala. And the word we share in these services will never allow your life to remain the same. And let us know about the commitment you have made through our contacts on the screen. We'll send you some material through the mail, through your email, so that you can be edified and you can know how to walk in your new phone life with God. God bless you abundantly. I wait to hear from you.